Welcome to the AQA A-Level PE Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down one of the most important topics in your exam, elite performance. That's section 6.1 of your specification. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. Let's go. So what is elite performance all about? At its heart, this topic asks you to understand how the United Kingdom produces world-class athletes. It's not just about training hard, it's about a carefully designed system of funding, support, and talent development that sits behind every gold medal. And the examiners want you to understand that system in real depth. We're talking about UK Sport, the English Institute of Sport, national governing bodies, the world-class program, and the no-compromise funding strategy. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain all of those confidently and use them to pick up marks in any question type. Let's start at the top of the hierarchy. UK Sport is the lead agency for high-performance sport in the United Kingdom. Its primary mission is to deliver Olympic and Paralympic success. It does this by distributing funding to sports that have a realistic chance of winning medals. Now, this is crucial. UK Sport does not fund grassroots participation. That's Sport England's job. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, and it costs marks. UK Sport equals elite. Sport England equals community and participation. Keep those two completely separate in your mind. So where does UK Sport get its money? From two sources, the National Lottery and the Exchequer, which is government funding. This dual funding model is important to mention explicitly in your answers. UK Sport then distributes this money through what's called the World Class Program. And within the World Class Program, there are two key funding tiers you absolutely must know. The first is podium funding. This goes to athletes who have a realistic chance of winning a medal at the next Olympic or Paralympic Games, so within a four-year cycle. Think of it as the top tier. These are your current elite performers who are medal contenders right now. The second tier is podium potential. This goes to athletes who have the potential to win medals within the next 8 years, so they're not quite there yet, but the investment is in their long-term development. If a question asks you to distinguish between these two tiers, make sure you're specific. 4 years for podium, 8 years for podium potential. Vague answers like short-term and long-term will not get you full marks. Now, how does the money actually reach athletes and sports? UK Sport distributes funding to national governing bodies, or NGBs. These are the organizations that run individual sports like British Athletics, British Cycling, or British Swimming. The NGBs bid for funding from UK Sport based on their performance targets and medal projections. This is another key point. It is not the NGBs who decide their own funding levels. They bid for it, and UK Sport decides based on medal potential. Candidates who say NGBs control their own funding are losing marks. Once an NGB receives funding, it can be used in two ways. First, centralized funding goes directly to the NGB to run their programs, coaching, facilities, competition support, and so on. Second, athlete performance awards are paid directly to individual athletes to cover living costs, allowing them to train full-time without financial worry. This distinction between centralized funding and athlete performance awards is a great detail to include in extended responses. Now let's talk about the English Institute of Sport, the EIS. The EIS is not a funding body. I want to say that again because it's a really common mistake. The EIS does not provide funding. What it provides is world-class practical support services to elite athletes. These include physiotherapy and injury rehabilitation, biomechanics analysis, strength and conditioning coaching, sports psychology, and, this one is often forgotten, performance lifestyle support. Performance lifestyle advisors help athletes manage the demands of elite sport alongside education, career planning, and personal well-being. When a question asks about EIS support, always name specific services. Generic answers like medical help or coaching support will not score well. Be specific. Physiotherapy, biomechanics, performance lifestyle. The EIS operates through a network of regional institutes and hubs across England, working in partnership with NGBs to deliver these services to athletes on the world-class program. Now, one of the most debated aspects of UK Sport's approach is the no-compromise funding strategy. This is the policy that funding will only go to sports with a genuine, realistic chance of winning Olympic or Paralympic medals. If a sport fails to meet its medal targets, its funding can be cut. Sometimes entirely. The most cited example is basketball, which lost its UK Sport funding because it was not considered to have a realistic medal prospect at the next Games. The no-compromise approach is highly effective in one sense. It has helped the UK rise dramatically up the Olympic medal table from a low of 36th at Atlanta 1996 to third at London 2012 and consistently in the top five since. But it is also ethically controversial. Critics argue it creates a two-tier system where only medal-winning sports receive investment, while sports with large participation bases but lower medal potential are left without elite funding. In a 15-mark evaluation question, you need to present both sides of this argument clearly. Let's move on to talent identification and talent development, another area where candidates frequently lose marks by treating these as the same thing. They are not. Talent identification is the process of screening large numbers of people to find those with the physical and psychological attributes to succeed at elite level. It involves mass testing, often using anthropometric data, that's measurements of the body, and physical performance tests. Key examples of talent identification initiatives include Girls for Gold, which targeted women with the right physical profile for sports like bobsleigh and skeleton, and Tall and Talented, which identified tall individuals for sports like rowing and volleyball. These are talent transfer programs, where athletes are identified and moved into a sport they may never have tried before, based purely on their physical potential. Talent development, on the other hand, is what happens after identification. Once an athlete has been identified and their potential confirmed, this confirmation stage is sometimes called talent confirmation. The development phase begins. This involves structured coaching, access to EIS support services, and progression through the world-class program. The key distinction is identification is about finding potential, development is about realizing it. Right, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. This is where you can really pick up extra marks. First, command words. In a question that says identify, you just need to name something. One or two words, no explanation needed. Describe means you need to say what something is or how it works, using subject-specific vocabulary. Explain means you need to give reasons, the how and the why. Analyze means you break something down into its components and discuss each one. And evaluate, which is the highest level command word, means you make a judgment about effectiveness, weighing up strengths and weaknesses, and coming to a conclusion. For 15-mark extended responses, use the DEE structure. Define the agency or concept, explain its specific role or intervention, and evaluate its effectiveness or ethical implications. This maps directly onto the three assessment objectives. AO1 is knowledge and understanding, AO2 is application, and AO3 is analysis and evaluation. Notice that AO3 is worth 40%, the highest weighting. That means evaluation is where the marks are. Don't just describe, always push to evaluate. Second common mistake, confusing UK sport and Sport England. UK sport equals elite, Olympic, Paralympic. Sport England equals grassroots, participation, community. They are separate organizations with completely different remits. Mixing them up in an answer will cost you marks. Third, when discussing the EIS, always name specific support services. Don't say they provide support to athletes. Say the EIS provides biomechanics analysis, physiotherapy, and performance lifestyle support, enabling athletes to optimize performance and manage the holistic demands of elite sport. Fourth, on funding. Remember that NGBs bid for funding from UK sport. They don't control it. And remember the two routes, centralized funding to the NGB and athlete performance awards directly to athletes. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what are the two funding tiers within the world-class program? Think. The answer is podium, medals within 4 years, and podium potential, medals within 8 years. Question two, name three specific support services provided by the English Institute of Sport. Think, physiotherapy, biomechanics, and performance lifestyle are the three you should always include. Question three, what are the two sources of funding for UK sport? Think, the National Lottery and the Exchequer. Question four, what is the difference between talent identification and talent development? Think. Identification is the screening process to find potential. Talent development is the structured process of realizing that potential through coaching and support. Question five, name one example of a talent transfer initiative. Think, Girls for Gold or Tall and Talented. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread those sections of your notes before your exam. Let's wrap up. The key things to take away from this episode are UK sport funds elite sport through the world-class program using National Lottery and Exchequer money. The two tiers are podium and podium potential. The EIS provides practical support services, not funding. ANGIB's bid for funding and distribute it to athletes via centralized funding or athlete performance awards. The no-compromise strategy is effective but ethically debatable. And talent identification and talent development are distinct phases. Don't confuse them. In your exam, always be specific, always evaluate, and always use the correct terminology. Vague answers don't score marks. Precise, well-structured ones do. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. See you in the next episode.